For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. South Carolina can suffer dangerous flooding from heavy thunderstorms, or it can be damaged by hurricanes, as recent history has demonstrated. Add to that tornadoes and other severe weather events, and the Palmetto State can be subject to a variety of emergency situations. It was to prepare the public for these unplanned occurrences that the South Carolina Emergency Management Division created the new Citizens Academy program, through which spokeswoman Kim McLeod said the agency hopes to help people understand how emergency management works and can help them.
We really want people to understand who we are and what we do, and we thought what better way to do that than actually bring people into our facility and show them.
The Academy is a half-day program for the public that enables participants to tour the EMD facilities, receive classroom-type instruction on the agency's function, and especially to take part in a tabletop exercise to simulate an actual emergency. McLeod said some team members will be assigned to a county and some to a state-level position.
Because every emergency begins and ends on the local level, so it's really important to have that county aspect in there, so that way they can also see how the county and the state interact.
Okay, you need swift water rescue. The water's still running pretty hard now. The dam is down, so we're going to assume it's going to be swift water.
Yeah, it's monsoon season right now. It's all coming.
Tony Pecorara enrolled in the academy to learn more about how state and local governments cooperate when a disaster strikes. His group simulated a dam failure that started as a minor maintenance problem that grew into a bigger problem.
Because the gates weren't checked very often, so the gates couldn't open to relieve the water pressure. The dam did have a crack in it, which should have been caught under normal maintenance, so whoever owns the dam actually should be liable for that.
Nicholas Walton talked about what he learned from the exercise.
Communication is the main part of it all, and you can get help from other areas, but they need to know you need that help.
The bridge is down, and downstream we've now got large timbers from the bridge floating around like torpedoes. They got to get out of there.
Another lesson Walton learned is that emergency management is primarily about the human elements of a disaster.
It's how are we going to save lives, and the second step is all of the other resources that follow that. But the main goal is the human.
Frank Garrett said the exercise was hard, but worthwhile.
But one of the good things about it is that when you have multiple people coming together, brainstorming, you're able to cover more bases, being able to do it in that team setting. You're able to get a whole lot more done and cover more bases.
McLeod echoed Garrett's team philosophy and listed some of the roles participants played that emergency managers play in a crisis situation.
You would have who would be the operations manager and our logistics people and public information too, and you know who is the incident commander, who's the manager involved on the local and the state level.
Because there are so many possible emergencies that could occur in the state, McLeod said South Carolina EMD takes an all-hazards approach to emergency management.
We like to kind of joke and say that the only thing that we're not susceptible to are volcanoes. So we really need to be prepared for a wide variety of hazards here in South Carolina.
All the participants said they got a lot out of the exercise and plan to bring the lessons they learned back to their communities. EMD plans to offer the Citizens Academy each month and spread its knowledge around the state to try to maximize the benefit. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.